Yeah.
Smoke the blitz weed, spend millions on fashion.
Like that.
Colorado. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah.
R.I.P. Dolph.
It's Dolph.
But she a bad bitch.
Now the blundest, then the money started last. And then so jealous, she said, who the fuck you dancing with? And then the bitches end up running up the back. Hey. Shout out to the options, that my number one fan.
Hey.
Mm-hmm. I got 6 carries of dick that me is in my earlobe.
Uh-huh.
I stay up just trying to be the freshest and on that whole globe.
What's going on, everybody? And welcome back to another episode of PTSD. I'm your boy, Lope. And of course, I got my brother from another with me.
Yo, back like I never left. Y'all know the saying. I don't even think I got to say it no more, but I'm going to say it. It's your boy, Brett.
Yeah, you got to keep it going. You know, you got to keep it going.
Yeah, yeah. Once again, RIP Dolph, man. That shit was crazy.
If we ever do like a live, John, you got the people got to say it with you.
Back like I never left.
Yeah, you know what it is. Yeah. What is it? Back like I never left.
Gotta say it, man. Gotta say it. You know?
What's up with you, bro?
Yo, when we drop merch, man, I'm putting that on a shirt. So
yeah,
everybody
like
want a shirt. Back like I never left. Shirt.
Back like I never left. That's what you're gonna come with. Back like I never left.
Yes, sir.
I gotta come up with you. Feel me?
Yes, sir.
You feel me? You feel me? And back like I never left. We gonna be. You know, but how you been, bro?
Been cool.
Been cool.
Yeah. Strong, you know. Figure out how I'm about to get to this money. How I'm about to get to these millions,
oh,
you know.
I feel you. I definitely feel you.
Shit.
I be thinking the same thing all the time.
I'm getting tired of thinking about it, though, for real, for real. I'm keeping it in the bank. Like, I get tired of thinking about the same shit, bro. As far as in, like, how I'm gonna get this. Like, how I'm gonna attain this. Like,
mm-hmm.
What I gotta do more of. Like I always say, bro, I feel like I'm doing everything that I should be doing, but I'm not doing enough.
Yeah.
But at the same time,
I try not to stress
it's
it.
Hard to, it's hard for me sometimes because I overthink. So it'd be like hard for me to figure out what more I have to do.
Excuse the
and
music.
And then how I'm doing
music.
You feel me?
Yeah, I definitely feel you on that one. Excuse the music if you hear music in the background. Y'all know. You know, we share locations.
Share a location.
But, yeah, I definitely understand, you know, I get to that point, but sometimes I just be like, I can't keep stressing about this. So, but anything new? Anything happened with you this weekend? Anything, you know?
Nah, I was chilling this weekend. Me and the young boy was chilling, so. Watched some movies.
He had a play, though, right?
Yeah, he had a play. He had a play today.
How'd he do?
A little Christmas play. Young boy funny as hell, yeah. It's crazy because I had a mask on, and when they came out, he was already smiling because me and his mom was there. So, when he went up to the front, he just like we pulled our phones out. Everybody they start doing what they was doing. He just looking at me. He just starts smiling like he was grinning, but I'm laughing. I'm laughing to myself because he's smiling, but he can't see my face. Mm-hmm. So it was just funny. It was just like, yo, he just kept doing it. He just kept doing it, but he did good. It was cool. It was only about 10 minutes, you know. He did good for the first 5, and then the other little part, the other song that they did, he wasn't with it. So after that, we kind of like dipped and shit. But other than that, it was cool. It was cool. So what you do?
Nothing. I was, you know, I just had the boys this weekend. It's my first weekend with like all my kids, and that was cool. Like it was like. Like stressful in a sense, cause like, damn,
yeah.
Like, you know, at the end of the day, like we talked at the end of the day, you know, and I'm like, I'm about to go to sleep, bro. I'm tired as hell. Like I'm tired as a motherfucker. You know, it's busy. You know, you got your 4-year-old running all over the place. You got your 1-year-old who wants to follow the 4-year-old everywhere, and then you got a child. You got an infant. You know, so
hell yeah.
But it's definitely cool. You know, Lux loves being a big bro. Like, you know, he always just wants to hold baby. He just loves babies. You feel me? So. He just wants to hold him. Creed, he got some adjusting to do in a sense. Cause like, young boy,
he probably like, damn, hold up.
Where like he
hold up, bro. Lux, I'm the I'm
yeah,
the
I'm the baby. I'm
like,
the baby,
up,
right?
You taking away my you taking away my
so
love,
Lux,
man.
Lux was chilling like he wanted to hold the baby, so I let him hold the baby. Creed jumped up on the couch and was like, like Oh no, bro. Yo,
You ever seen that one meme when it was like, I don't know, you know the comedian on Instagram, Tony Baker?
Yeah.
He do all the voiceovers for the animals.
Yeah.
Remember the one joint he was like, the gorilla, he was like, I'm the one that brings all this. I'm the baby. That's how Creed probably is. Like,
Creed,
hold on, bro.
I'm the baby
in this joint.
But he did more like, he just like, you know, Lux is his dog, though. You feel me? Him and Lux got a crazy bond. So, Creed got some adjusting. But Creed also, like, just be looking at him like he know he a baby. Like, oh, snap, it's a baby type time.
Yeah.
So
shit on Big Brother.
Yeah, but it was cool, man. Getting to experience that. I didn't have him around like the whole time. You know, I just wanted them to meet him. You know, get to meet him and things like that. You know, they just were sick last time I had him. So you know, I just want to be cautious at the same time. So, but yeah, other than that, you know, I just been chilling. You know, I had a good time with the boys, which I always do. Which kind of went, you know, I got some. Kind of, I guess, started some shit in a sense because I tweeted over the weekend about remember how we talked about in the last episode, we talked about exchanging and like clothes, providing clothes and things like that. I just was tweeting, you know, it was on my mind, and I kind of, you know, kind of started some shit. It's like in a sense, like not between us, I guess, but you know, every page posted it and made it more than what it was. It wasn't more so about clothes because it's not. You know, it was more of a principle. You know, that's where it come down to in those situations. It's the principle of things. You feel me? Like, if you need a jacket, your kids need a jacket. You damn sure need shoes. You feel me? And things like that. You know, it ain't about providing because neither one of us provide. You feel me? Like, it's never been a time where we, like, provided a bag, you know, of clothes to one of the. It's not about that. It's just, you know. What I said was that was it. You know, if I did that certain shit. If I was doing certain shit like that, you know, I would be on every blog in 15 minutes. You feel me? If I did some shit like that. That was it. Other than that, yeah, bro.
I mean, but you already knew that I was going to start some shit when you tweeted it.
Sometimes I'll be forgetting that my Twitter be watched.
So you got to think about it. You're in the public eye now.
I be forgetting, bro. Sometimes I just be wanting to tweet. And just be going, you know. It is what it is. Whatever. I'm moving past it, you know. It just is what it is. You gotta just do what you can, like you said, control what you can control, type of thing, and that's it. So whatever, you know, my kids got clothes, my kids got shoes, they got all that with me. But don't get me wrong, it is annoying having to keep buying fucking new, like, hats and jackets or hoodies and things. It's so annoying when you gotta keep buying that.
What you mean, keep buying it? You don't have to keep buying it anyway. What you mean, though?
Sometimes I send my shit over there, you know, like if you send your shit,
yeah, it don't come back.
You don't come back.
When y'all gotta have that communication, like, yo, I sent them over there with some stuff. Can you please send it back so I can have it at my house? I feel like that's when that comes into play. Like,
yeah.
Like I was saying last week, like them type of conversations, that's when it comes up. Like, hey, he came over there with this.
Mm-hmm.
Can you send it back when he comes back? And then vice versa. When you send him over here with clothes, when he goes back with you, I'll make sure it's either in a book bag for him, or you got it folded or whatever have you. However we going to exchange it, but you going to have them clothes that he came over here with.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all got to have them conversations, bro.
Yeah, I ain't worried about that. You know, that time, that's going to come. You know, I don't want to focus on that. Anyway, you know, CJ is like the talk of the town right now. You know, CJ... Everybody wants to know, you know. I say his name on a podcast and shit like that. On everybody's look, I say his full name. Yeah, I say his full name on there. it's not even nothing crazy. It's just like you feel me. You know his name, so it's not like I'm.
Yeah.
It's nothing crazy. It's just like, I don't know. You gotta go listen to everybody's look whenever I drop it.
You gotta stop playing and just drop the shit.
Yeah, true. Yeah,
tell me whenever you go listen to it, man. Drop this shit.
Yeah,
man. What you going to record 10 episodes before you drop one?
I don't know, bro. You know, they just on top. I got a couple on top, but yeah. So let me ask you this, bro. You know, you a weed smoker, right? You
probably. Obviously.
Yeah, let's say you a weed smoker. How long you been smoking?
Are you talking consistently, or are you
just
saying
how long it came from? When you can remember when you start smoking?
I was just talking about that a lot. I probably started smoking like 16,
How long is that? Like 10 years?
Yeah. But it wasn't like a 10 year straight. Like.
But you were smoking tobacco and weed this whole time?
Yeah, younger, yeah.
Yeah. I remember when I was young, I started smoking like early as hell, bro. I was smoking like tobacco, being a badass, taking cigarettes and shit from, and blacks and shit from family and shit. Like young as hell. And then I just stopped. Like, I don't know what it was. I just stopped doing all that shit, like smoking. I ain't smoked. You feel me? It was a time period and niggas couldn't get me smoked for nothing. And then.
Word.
I started smoking in college for me. It was like freshman year, so 18.
I started smoking in high school. After niggas stopped playing for the school, stopped playing basketball.
But I've never smoked tobacco. Like, I ain't smoked. Like, I ain't never been like a tobacco smoker after. Yeah. You know that I ain't never.
I mean, I started smoking tobacco, like blacks.
But why?
And then I start smoking weed and stop smoking blacks, and then I start smoking both, and then I'm back to just smoking weed.
But why is why is tobacco allowed in public and not weed? Why do you feel like from what I can remember, cigarettes have always been legal to smoke in public. Mm-hmm. Why can't you smoke weed in public? And cigarettes stink worse than weed.
They consider it a drug.
What? But cigarettes is too.
Man, I mean, yeah, it's chemicals. True.
But they kill you.
They do. But I feel like since they making money off of it.
They're making money. You would make money off of weed. It's a fucking $1 billion industry.
True. But at the same time. I don't know, bro.
Like, what? Like I don't understand
it's
that.
Different. It's different. They make, they know what they putting in the cigarettes and stuff like that. It's addicting. And it's bad. They know that technically weed can solve a lot of medical problems. And not solve it, like, make it completely go away. But weed can definitely help a lot of medical shit. Cigarettes and tobacco ain't helping no medical problem at all. Whatsoever that I know of.
Cigarettes and shit? Yeah. No, they not. That's what I'm saying. I get it. It's money involved in, you know, that industry and all that. But it's just like, I don't understand. How is cigarettes, like, how can you just, like, I don't understand that, bro.
Like, I feel like it's more money into. It's more for them. It's more money in having sick people than healthy people. Cause if they know the stuff they putting out is bad, harmful to the body,
bro.
If they know the stuff that they got is harmful to the body, and then all these people is gonna come to their facilities to pay their people to help them, quote unquote, get better.
They're
gonna
them.
Make money on that. You're not really gonna. I ain't gonna say you can't make money on. Making people healthy. But if everybody's healthy, where are you making money from? If everybody's healthy. If everybody's healthy and ain't no medical problems happening, there's no need for doctors.
Yeah, so it is. There's need for doctors. We can't solve everything.
I'm saying if everybody is healthy, like there's no medical problem whatsoever because everything has been solved by something that they made.
Some people are still sick even if they don't smoke cigarettes though. So you feel me? Like you still need doctors. But I'm just saying, cigarette smoking, how is that, that's a whole drug that kills people, you feel me? You see the effects of smoking. You be seeing them pictures on, them little videos on, on TV.
That's a fact.
And bro, every time you hear, you talk about, do you ever think, people be paying for these people to kill them? Like, awesome shit, if you think about that, bro. Like, when these people, a lot of times when older people go in nursing homes, it be over. Them motherfuckers just sit there and rot, in a sense. They just sitting there. Like, I'm being on some real. I have family just sit, you feel me, in nursing homes, and I just see how it is. Like, bro, they not really, it's crazy. But when you hear, these medicines that they talk about on TV, what do they say at the end? This may cause this. What? Why would I want to take that?
Bro, that's a fact.
What? Why do I want to? What the fuck? Do you ever hear? Y'all ever hear that?
Don't pay attention. And it was crazy. I think it was over probably the last 2 years. Maybe it was, I don't know. But it was a time, probably, I think it was when Mozzie was a baby, because I was always in the crib. Bro, I'll be watching, just like you said, all these commercials, and it'd be like, yeah, it helps this, but you got all these. So I'm just thinking, like,
it got 10 to every one positive thing. And I'm like, hell no.
You can get a blood clot. Yeah. You can have a heart attack. You can have a stroke. But that's a possibility by taking this thing. That's
why? I'm like, why? You going to prescribe that to me? You going to prescribe that to me? I don't want that. Like, I'll be sitting there thinking, like, why? Oh, it sound cool. Y'all just amped it up, but then y'all ended it with that, and it's like, oh.
Facts.
Y'all ain't slick. I heard that. I heard that. Whoa.
You might call nausea. Yeah, you might have something.
I don't need all that.
Vomiting. Like, bro, I don't want to throw up.
That's what I'm saying. Why? I'm good. We don't need. That's what I'm saying. But you don't need that in the world, though. I get you make money off it, but you don't need that in the world. That's something you don't really fucking need, bro. And we on some real shit. Some people can smoke weed and stop nausea. Some people be needing to eat, smoke weed. Prescribe that shit.
It's not regulated.
What?
Weed.
That's what I'm saying, bro.
How to make money. They just now figuring out how to make money off of it.
Bro, just let niggas go buy it. Just let people go buy it. Like, people can go buy cigarettes, and they can go buy different packs of cigarettes. They got 20 packs of cigarettes behind the counter. You telling me I can't go buy some weed that I know is probably going to help me? Instead of smoking that cigarette, and 10 years from now, I'm gonna be fucked up.
I'm telling you, man, it's a plan.
I get that, but it just don't make sense to me. Like, it's just one of those things. Like, this world is fucked up. It's backwards.
It makes sense.
I mean, I understand it. You know, like, I get the plan. I get the whole system. I get that. It's just fucked up.
Yeah, it is fucked up. Definitely is, but you know, that's what they do. That's how they roll.
I feel
they don't be playing no games when it comes to that shit, for real.
I feel you. I get it.
Why you think they classify marijuana on the same level as heroin and shit like that? Which the drugs that they classified it under kill people. They OD off that shit.
Man.
ODing off of weed.
I ain't
the most
lie.
You going, bro. The farthest you are OD off of weed is you get too high to the point where you just want to lay down.
No, can you have, like, I want to know, has weed ever, like, killed somebody? Because I ain't gonna lie, bro. You ain't never had, like, a panic attack with weed. Like, you ever have a trip?
No.
I had a trip once, and I feel like my heart about that.
What's the trip?
Beat out my chest.
I ain't never had
it. You ain't never had one where your heart just nonstop racing?
I had a drink where I was just,
I'm just like, oh my God.
I was like just dumb high, and I just walked all the way home, and I was just, feel like I was just staggering, you feel me? It was one of them nights in the trap, you feel me? We had, like, bro, it was a lot of brunch. It was young bullshit, bro. I staggered to the crib. It was like mischief night too. I remember it just like it was yesterday. I staggered to the crib, got in the crib. All I did was lay down. I had snacks and everything.
You ain't never have a trip.
Man, I ain't never really had a trip.
I had a trip. Down. It was in college, bro. It was right. I remember I worked at Firefly and everything. I remember it like it was yesterday. I was sitting in the room by myself. It was the summertime. Sitting in there, had my little joint, got me some weed. Oh fucking. I wasn't really smoking like all that, like every day type shit. I would smoke like every other day type shit. And I would smoke. Nigga, I remember it. I sat in my chair. This motherfucker, I sat in the chair. My heart started beating. I clenched the motherfucking chair. Just got I strapped in for the ride. I felt like I was about to check right there. I was like, and I started panicking even more. Cause I'm like, man, I'm about to check right here. Ain't nobody gonna find me. Like,
nah, I ain't never had no shit like that. The most I got when I was like a young boy first smoking was like, I'm just too high. Let me go lay the fuck down.
I had a trip.
Or I'd just be having the munchies. Like, that was me. Munchies. I need everything. But I feel like at the same time, young boy days was some of the best times, y'all. Some of the best times when it came to that shit.
Smoking.
Yeah. I ain't really had no care in the world either. Yeah, just smoking, hooping, going to school.
Yeah, young boy days, when you look back at it, you know, I think when we all look back at her, you know, you like, damn. I wanted to grow up so damn fast. I wanted to grow up so damn fast, and I ain't really. Shit, I'm looking back at it now like, damn, I wish I could do that again. Like, I wish all I had to do was worry about was just getting up and just, you know, going to school and just, you know, or just getting up and going outside and shit like that, bro. Not having to worry about shit. I ain't had no worry.
None at all.
I wanted to grow up. Look at me. I started making growing up decisions. Like, I got, you feel me? Growing up responsibilities now.
Shit. Now, you feel like, because I asked this question on the page. Some people were saying, yeah, some people were saying no. You feel like a baby mom and a baby dad can take family pictures together while dealing with other people?
I seen that. Yeah. If they mature enough.
Okay.
Like,
all right, go ahead. Keep going. Give me more on it. Like,
Like, I mean, it'd be kind of weird, though, in a sense. I was looking at it like, it might be kind of weird. Y'all not together, so why you taking kind of family pictures? You feel me? It's like, eh. But it's like, at the same time, it's like, y'all is my family, but we ain't.
Yeah. Yeah, I feel you. It could be a little weird, but at the same time, I mean, like.
Or you can take, like, separate pictures. Like, like, y'all both be there, just take your own separate picture. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know.
Would you want to do that, though?
Would I want to do it?
Yeah. Like, if you, I don't know. Like, yeah, I don't know. Would you want to do that? Like, that's what I'm saying. I don't know if I would even want to do that. Regardless if I was dealing with somebody or not.
I could, though.
Regardless. No, I'm saying I could, but I don't know if I would want to. Like, I don't know.
Yeah, I ain't got no problem doing it. I mean, it ain't for me at the end of the day. It's for my son, so.
If we can take the pictures in a sense where it look like we just like a family, in a sense.
Either or, whether I'm dealing with somebody or not, I mean, we can take
pictures. But it is like, you just gotta make sure the pictures is like, you know, just family at that point. Like,
what other pictures would it be?
No, I ain't saying, you know, ain't no motherfucking, I don't know how that should be.
Yeah, I don't know. I just asking the question.
You know, you got like, you know, when it's a couple, it's a whole different experience when you take pictures. Huh? When it's a couple, it's a whole different experience when you take pictures.
Yeah, true.
You feel me? When you separate, it's just like, all right, I'm gonna keep my distance. You feel me?
I mean, it depends on if y'all cool.
Gang shit. Like, we can be like gang shit.
If y'all cool, if y'all still cool, like it ain't no.
Yeah, if y'all cool, it can be a cool ass pictures. It'd be dope.
Y'all can still take pictures and shit.
That'd be raw. Hell yeah.
But it's different if y'all still got like some type of animosity or
shit.
Like,
if I did that shit, say me and my motherfucking baby mom did that shit, motherfucker break the motherfucking internet. Like, some real ass Christmas pictures or something. Break the motherfucking internet.
Most likely would.
That's it. That shit. Yo, do you got I was just wondering this. Do you got any fetishes?
I don't feel like, no, nah.
I was watching fetishes. Something where people have fetishes. I was watching it.
You got a fetish?
No. I got like an anti-fetish. I hate feet.
Yeah.
I don't like feet.
Yeah, I don't really do feet either. I don't really like feet either.
I don't like toes. It's toes. I don't like toes. They ick me up.
Other than that, like, nah. I don't think I got no fetish. Hell no. Nah. I ain't saying it like it's a bad thing. I'm just thinking like, nah, I don't really feel like I'm strong on a particular thing. Like,
some people do got feet fetishes and shit, though.
I mean, more power to you. Like, I don't know.
That's crazy.
I just don't like feet.
Yeah, I don't like feet.
I'm not touching your feet. I mean,
I ain't sucking no toes.
I'm not sucking no toes.
You suck toes before.
I'm not looking, sucking no toes. But
you suck toes before?
My girl, huh?
You suck toes before?
Hell no. Never tried, never thought about it. Like, I don't like feet.
You was about to say, if you my girl, I do it.
Nah, I was about to say, if you my girl, like, if, for instance, like, you might have been working, like, a long day, and you say, babe, can you.
If you got some socks on, I do it.
Like, massage my feet?
Yeah.
You got some socks on? I massage your feet if you ain't got no socks on.
Nah.
But I'm
I don't like feet, bro.
I don't know.
I don't like feet.
I do it though. I'm not licking and sucking no toes though. Like that's just, I'm not putting no toes.
It's toes. It's the toes. The foot I'm cool with, but it's the toes.
Nah.
That shit like
I don't think I would ever suck nobody's toe.
I don't think I would ever.
And I'm saying this now, but I don't think I would ever think about ever sucking or licking somebody's toes or big toe or foot or nothing.
Yeah, no, I ain't doing it.
Nah. That just, nah. Whew. What were some of the fetishes you were seeing on the TV, on the show?
People just got weird shit. People got weird shit, man. Feet fetishes.
That's it?
No, that's other shit. Man. That's...
All right.
This shit.
They don't even want to say it.
Uh-uh.
Boy, crazy.
Yeah, I'm good. But nah, it's just, that's his life, I guess. You know, I don't know.
Yeah, I don't really get into all of that.
But yeah, so like I was watching a live that you had, and I see you with Blunt Talks and everything, doing your thing. I don't know why you don't do it as like a little podcast you own. But I seen people talking about marriage or something. And or how is it a scam, right? Is it marriage is a scam? Do you feel like marriage is a scam? I don't feel like marriage is a scam. Nah, I just feel like people getting scammed by the people they trying to be with. That's it.
Yeah. Yeah, but I don't think marriage is a scam. I feel like it depends on who's looking at it. Like, what are you getting into the marriage for? Like, are you looking at it for?
That's what I'm saying. You getting scammed by a partner. You getting scammed
for like you actually love a person.
Marriage ain't supposed to be a scam. You feel me?
At all, it's supposed to be a partnership.
Yeah. So if you getting scammed,
it's supposed to be a partnership.
So, but let me ask you this: do you feel like you should have, you should hoe before you get married?
Should you hoe before you get married?
Yeah.
I mean, I feel like that's up to the individual. Like, I ain't gonna say you should be out here doing your thing, hot, like, just going buck wild and everything and doing everything you can come across. Hell no.
Should you have, like, your phase? Like, you know, everybody has that one phase.
But I feel like that's dependent on the individual.
Well, not everybody, but, you know, some people.
Some people don't really care for that. Some people, like, all right, I want to be able to do this and do that before I settle down type shit. I mean, that's on you. I can't really say what you should or shouldn't do, for real.
Mm-hmm.
Me, personally.
Nah, I was just asking. I seen that as a question, man. Yeah, I thought it was like a interesting question. Should you, you know, have a whole phase before you get married?
I mean, if you do, you do. Shit. Just be honest about it and be honest with yourself about what you're doing. Don't be like, oh, I'm not doing this, and then you're doing it. And then you're looking at somebody to, you know, pop that question. And you're not even being honest to them about what you into. Or who you are type shit.
Yeah. Yo, did you see the PlayStation executive nigga? Bro, he got caught after trying to invite like a 15-year-old boy to his crib.
What?
Yeah.
Oh shit.
He got a video of him and everything. Damn. I said, damn, PlayStation. They fired him and everything though. It's very, he really caught, like, it's a, they got his text messages and everything. They like, he like, what you trying to do? He like, oral, anal. I mean, like, I'm like, what the fuck, bro?
Oh,
like,
shit.
Or not anal, he just like, oral, you feel me, cuddling, shit like that. I'm like, what the fuck, bro? That's crazy.
People in the world is weird, man. It's a lot of weirdos.
To say his age and all that, he like, how old are you, 15? He like, all right. He's still cool with it. I'm like, he invite him. He said, Q, come outside. He said, can you come outside first so we can talk? Nigga came outside. That's how I know it's him. Came outside recording. I'm like, oh, damn. Nigga, that's a big L.
Super L.
You said, I told you what they said about the women that take L's.
Nah.
They just add BGQ.
LGBTQ. You said that dumbass shit the other night.
LGBTQ. But no, that PlayStation shit, I said, oh, damn. What in that situation, like, what do you do in that situation?
Don't ask me, because I ain't into that.
Nah, like, that's, what? What the fuck, bro?
That's a sticky situation.
Yeah, bro, like, what? You want some shit.
Literally. Sticky.
You want some shit, bro. You was on some shit, Patch.
Literally.
On some shit. I don't know what. Yeah, what be wrong with people? What the fuck, bro?
I like to play with little boy booty hoes.
This world is crazy, dog. That don't make sense. Growing as men trying to touch little boys.
Yeah. What's up with him, man? Yo, I don't know. I don't really be knowing what's up with people, man. Like, this should be weird. Like, real shit. I don't be knowing. I don't be knowing at all.
Or I don't know, bro. I'm speaking. You hear me? I'm speechless, dog. But yeah, bro. All right, we back.
All right, what would you do if you caught the young boy smoking?
If I caught one of my young boys smoking?
Yeah, like when they got, I guess, older.
Older and they were smoking?
Yeah.
I don't know. I'd be like, what the fuck? I'd be like, roll it.
Roll it. I said the same shit. I was like,
what you want me to do?
But I'd probably be like, yo,
he's smoking now, huh?
But I probably just had to have that talk with him, like, yo, you know what you're doing?
Yeah.
Like,
it would depend on what age he is.
Yeah, that too. You feel me? As long as if he, like, working or got, he doing something for himself and he ain't just out here just smoking and just not doing shit.
Yeah.
If he grown, shit, he can do what he want.
Yeah, grown, but I'm saying, like, if he young, he a young boy, I'm like, yo, what you 17, doing, young boy? 18. More like 16. I already know how it is, bro.
16?
Because I was smoking at 12 for real. And then I stopped. So I know how you can try it out. And I was smoking tobacco. If I was to try weed out as a young boy, I tried it here and there. But I ain't really had access to it. So.
Makes sense.
If I had it, these niggas got access to it nowadays.
That's a fact.
So, it's a different story.
Depending on where you grow up at.
Yeah, it's a different story. It's a different story. You feel me? You can go outside and they can be like, yo, you want to hit this? Yeah. Yo, let me hit it.
Facts.
That's it. It take one hit. That's how it is for weed. So, I can't even get mad for real, but I'd rather they do it around, like, you feel me, under my roof, in a sense, or around me, where I know they good.
Yeah, you can monitor it.
Yeah. On some shit, like, I'd be like, bro, if you gonna do it, like, I'll give it to you, because, like, I don't know. Because I'm like, at least I know you doing it. Like, I don't know.
I get what you're saying.
But at the same time, it's like, I don't really know if I want you smoking. So I can't really do that. I don't want you. I know how it is smoking weed. You feel me? I want you to be a kid, man. Once you start smoking weed, that's different. It's different.
Yes, sir.
It changes things once you start smoking weed. You ain't no kid. You feel me? That's grown up shit. Smoking weed is grown up shit. Kids don't need to be doing that. Kids need to be focused on school and shit like that.
Or
being a kid, having fun, not worrying about getting high and shit like that. That shit, and that leads to other shit. getting you in trouble. So our niggas get lost, wandering in the streets and doing dumb shit.
Yep. Don't do it, kids.
Man, kids hard-headed nowadays, though.
I mean, it's going to be what it's going to be at the end of the day, man. You just got to have that. They just got to have that guidance.
But it's like, I can't say, oh, don't smoke weed if I smoke weed.
Yeah. No, I wasn't saying that. I'm just saying, like, if you don't do it.
That's like if Wiz Khalifa say to his son, you don't smoke weed. Like, yeah. Dad, you smoke weed for like.
He probably did tell him you can't smoke weed or don't smoke weed until a certain age. Like, when you can make
at a certain age, yeah, but it's like, son, don't smoke weed. And it's like, if you say just don't smoke weed, it's like, what?
I mean, that's why I say you gotta have that talk. Like, listen, this is what. Once they get to a certain age, it's like, hey, listen, this is what I do. This is grown up shit. When you become a grown up,
yeah.
If you decided that's on you, like.
I never smoked with my parent, though.
Nah, my mom don't smoke too.
Yeah, I never smoked with my parents. I smoked with my grandparents. I never with my own mom or nothing.
Yeah. My pop would say I probably smoke with that nigga.
Yeah. I ain't never. That's a little different. It's a little different feeling.
If you just smoke, I don't know.
Yeah, so, but nah.
I ain't never seen him smoke no weed. He smoked cigarettes. I ain't never seen it no
blunt. I hate cigarettes. I hate the smell of cigarettes. That's a turn off. That's like one of
chain smoke. Don't change like
facts.
I used to be in a car like, oh my god, bro! Facts. Like a 10-minute drive, he probably smoked like 3 6.
Yo, my papa was kind of like that low key, bro. Like I remember early in the morning going to work type shit. It dropped me off at school, dog. Before we even get out the street, he might got 2 cigarettes lit already. I'm like, what? Yo, what the fuck?
He got 2 lit.
Or, no, like, bro. He get done one, like, mid-car, like, mid-street. And by the end of the street, he got another one lit. It's like, what?
That shit is crazy. Like, I ain't never understand it.
I'm like, bro, I got rude to win today. And you know the bad thing about it is, like, you don't try to be rude. It's like, you don't try to be rude when you in the car and the window down and they start lighting cigarettes. And you like, shit. And you ever been in that situation? It's like, damn. Like, they lit this cigarette, and now, like, I went, like, a minute or two in the smoke right now, and I'm like, if I roll this window down, then that's going to be, like, offensive.
Man,
like,
fuck that. Roll that. Man, I used to roll the window smooth down on my pop. Like, yeah, like the cig.
Come on, dog. It get like that
when
now.
When I got to, like, older, I used to be like, come on, dog. Like, you about to have me smell like Wild Newport. Yeah. Like, I don't even smoke.
It's just when I was younger, I would be like that. Like, I don't want to be rude. Like,
Man, like, I used to walk in spots, like, smelling like mad cigarettes. Like,
no, but
I don't even smoke.
My papa had the old truck, though, like the joint where you got roll it.
Oh, yeah.
I had to roll it, so I'm like. Going real slow.
Shit, like, I'm rolling that joint. Soon I see you pull out the pack of Newports.
Yeah,
I'm rolling that shit down before you even light it. Then you might have to tell me, yo, roll the one of them.
Sometimes I be so tired. I be forgetting. Like, yeah, light the joint. I'm like, damn, I'm be smelling like wild cigarettes before I go to school.
Fuck that. That shit used to be annoying. Couldn't do it.
I hate cigarettes, bro. If that's like my number one turn off when it comes to girls, if I see a girl smoking cigarettes, that shit like
looks cigarette, a black.
A black number, yes. If I see you smoking black, no. If I see you smoking, like, even
a cigar.
Bro,
if you smoking anything but weed, it's a turn off.
And if you smoke too much weed.
Yeah, you smoke too much weed. It's
a I'm like, if you like.
If you smoke just about as more as me, it's a turn off.
Yeah, bro. I don't know. I just don't.
Like, damn, I smoke. You can't smoke, and we both smoke.
Yeah,
smoke.
That's
too much smoky. Like,
yeah, I think you're right. You just can't smoke too much weed, bro. Like, I don't know. Nah, I don't know. I like smoking weed, so it's like it's different. But I don't know. I just know smoking cigarettes is a done ditto.
It's a done bun.
Yeah, like, no, I can't do it. That shit is sometimes it be hurting me because you see pretty people like, damn, you too pretty to be smoking cigarettes. Your organs is shutting down, baby.
Funny as hell.
But yeah, man, I ain't got much more, man.
You dropping Everybody Hates Luke, man?
Huh?
Are you dropping Everybody Hates Luke?
Yeah, I was working on it.
Man, fuck working on it. Is you dropping Everybody Hates Luke?
Yeah, I am, bro.
When you dropping it?
I don't know.
Nah, I need a date.
I
need a time.
I ain't got time.
Yo, it's Monday. Yo, you dropping that joint Wednesday, 8 p.m. Nice. Yo, y'all heard it. Y'all got to hold it to it. 8
p.m.
Wednesday, 8 p.m. Everybody Hates Lopes coming out.
I do it in the mornings.
All right. 8 a.m. I don't know.
Nah, that's too early.
Oh, my God.
I'm going to drop it.
You bullshit.
I'm going to drop it.
You bullshit.
I'm going to drop it.
Okay.
I can't give you a time. I'm not good with time. I'm bad, very bad with time. So, like, I can't give you a time. But I can drop it on a day. It can be, like, Wednesday, I guess. the motherfucking, like...
I don't even want to hear no more, man. This is PTSD, yo. We're going to holla at y'all. It's your boy, Bray. He on some bullshit. So, holla at y'all.
We out.